Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Texas Blues. There's some serious Texas Blues. I'm the band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Schreier, FarcliffsConsulting.com. Is that right?
Farcliffs.com.
Yes, Farcliffs.com, folks. Check it out. You can find Jim, all his work there and his writings. And thanks again, Jim, for being here. Jim's helping us with learning, with understanding how to become a lifelong learner. So, Jim, it's not enough as business owners to become a lifelong learner ourselves. We need to help our people do the same thing. And one of the goals I think every business owner has, one of their obligations, I'm calling it an obligation, is if they're a leader, to create other leaders. And one of the things that I believe is a definition of a leader, one of the many facets of their definition, is that they're curious, they want to learn. And you need to instill that kind of attitude and that kind of behavior in others. Grow other leaders, let them take your place in the marketplace down the road, and help them to become learners. What do you think?
Absolutely. And what's interesting and has changed over the years is that some of that you just talked about is now easier than ever to share a little tidbit of information, to share an article. I think I mentioned this one time, one of our previous conversations. What I've started doing to make it stand out is I'll print out an article, and I will snail mail it to a couple of colleagues or friends or one of the people that I'm coaching. And what I've discovered is they see that because I snail mailed it to them instead of just attaching it to an email. And they're going, wow, I read that. So, you know, we've got a lot of options electronically to share things, but we've also got just some different ways of making sure we share information with people. And I think for small businesses, again, we got to watch out that we don't get caught up in the firefighting and realize that it only takes a few seconds to share something with our team on something that's important and help them, as you said, grow.
One of the things I worry about for small businesses, small business owners, is we're pretty much practical people. Most small business owners don't go around, bragging and acting like they know everything. In fact, it's the opposite. Unfortunately, they act like they don't realize that they're an expert. They don't realize that in what they do, they're in their calling, their field, they may be one of the top experts in the country in terms of the perspective of what they do, but certainly in their marketplace, they're one of the experts. And that, at a minimum, they should assume that attitude and believe that they have something to teach the people you were talking about earlier, to teach, to hand that down. And I wonder, I worry that maybe they're missing an opportunity to do that. They're not taking advantage of an opportunity to teach their people. And now I have to also say, millennials, younger people, Gen Zs, when an older person, when it sounds like they're trying to tell you something, teach you something, please resist the urge to roll your eyes. Sit still. Listen to what they say. You're probably going to get something that you'll never get anywhere else. What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely. Those are excellent points for each of the things that you said, because, first of all, that small business owner thinks, okay, I only know this. I don't know all this other stuff.
Who would care? Who would want to know what I know? But a lot of people do.
Yeah. And the couple of employees that you have, if it's a real small business, they're eager to learn. Give it that opportunity. But you also make a great point that says, well, what about the millennials and the Gen Z? and they may be willing to learn from the latest podcast or whatever they like streaming on TV, but are they also willing to learn from the other generations, particularly the older generations? And what I think is really important about this, and you mentioned it, is this is not something that takes a lot of time. This is not something where we have to say, look, we got to have a day-long event. This is things, these are things, minutes. These are learnings that can take place in minutes.
That's exactly right. Go ahead, Jim. Keep going. You're doing good.
No, it's emphasizing that there are not, right now, we have greater opportunities in terms of ways of sharing information. Send your employees a text message with a little bit of a learning note. I also do that with, I'm coaching about four different people actively right now. I make it a point to make sure that every week I text them something very specific that I think they should be focusing on right now. That takes me 2 minutes to do that, and it takes them less than a minute to read it.
Those are the kinds of things, those are little nuggets, little learning nuggets that you can offer to people. And one of the things with the younger generation employees, you got to teach them like your kids, meaning that you're going to teach them something today. They may roll their eyes, but 20 years from now, they'll get it.
They'll remember it.
It'll remember. That's exactly right. You have to play the long game. Sometimes old guys like us have to play the long game. Hey, Jim, I need your website again. I need your website again, please.
Barcliffs.com.
All right. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. Barcliffs.com is the website. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.